What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Paul Dottino joins us as we preview Commanders Giants. Where are you guys watching on Sunday? You just watch them from home?
Oh, from home.
Yeah.
Oh, home base.
Where else will we watch?
You know what? We'll watch it on the deck outside. I love fall.
Well, I think it's perfect weather outside in store for Sunday from what I saw a few days ago.
Yeah.
Should be amazing.
I'll have my silly Daisy French onion dip.
Oh, just vats of it.
Vats of the dip.
I'm in a little bit of a bind. So my daughter has 3 soccer games. I'm coaching. I'm not retired from coaching. I'm still coaching the school team.
Yeah.
So I got a school game on Saturday, and I have a club game on Saturday, and then she has a club game on Sunday at 11 in Springfield.
Oh,
that's brutal.
Oh, that just
I was almost thinking I got to post up at a restaurant in Springfield.
Wait, how long are the games? How long is her game? An hour?
I think they're 35-minute halves.
Halves. Oof.
So the game probably finishes... I mean, we probably can get out of there at 12:30, but from Springfield, I'll definitely miss.
This should be you.
And Springfield, think about this. You know what the traffic is like coming from Virginia.
It's awful.
Once you hit Tyson's to the American Legion Bridge. So Springfield, to get back to Gaithersburg, it's going to be an hour.
Sunday might
not
be as bad.
Shouldn't be that bad.
Because I'm not sure. Do they still do construction on Sundays?
You got to grab her immediately after the game is done. No chit-chat, no flaming with any of the other parents. No. Orange slices or Gatorade straight in the car, and then you're speeding home. You're doing 80 on the
way
home.
You gotta go dark.
DVR the game. Every Sunday. I mean, I get it. I had lacrosse on Sundays at times when my kid was coming up, and it's tough, man.
Oh, it's gonna be every Sunday. She's on a travel team.
Sunday. Sleep in till about 8. Wake up, big stretch. Go brew a pot of coffee. Look at all my fantasy lineups. Get any bets in. Won't watch any of the clown show pregame shows. And then at 12:59, turn on the TV.
Will you do
and watch
any
Commanders.
Exercise on a Sunday?
Exercise on a Sunday.
I mean, because it's
great
like
question.
Because you end up sitting the whole day.
Me,
right.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
For me, like the weekends, it's hard to work out during the week because we're exhausted.
I'll take my dog for 2 walks, a pre-Commanders game walk and a post-Commanders game walk.
All right.
At some point. But any other exercise on
Will those
on
delicate
NFL
hands
Sunday?
Ever touch a dumbbell on Sunday?
A dumbbell?
Yeah.
No. These hands haven't touched a dumbbell in years.
Okay. All
so
right.
You're not going to watch any pregame stuff. You're not going to, not even fantasy
Maybe
stuff.
Maybe fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't watch like CBS pregame those clowns on
too.
Fox. Dude, Terry Bradshaw. Doing highlights makes me want to drive my car. Off a cliff, Thelma and Louise
style. But I just watch it just because they're talking about the games.
What about NFL Network?
No. I'm just anti all those shows.
I really don't watch it. Because
I get
either.
Enough of the content already. I just need to see the game.
I think I might do the DVR bit because you can catch up. If I arrive at 1:30 at my house, I can start the game, and I'll probably catch up by 2 o'clock.
Definitely can. My dad does that all the time.
Like maybe you can. I like to be interactive. I'm a big X guy on Sunday.
But I looked at the schedule for my kid's soccer, and then it said whatever the name of the field was, and I was like, where's that? I punched it in and said Springfield, Virginia. I was like, what?
It couldn't say, like, couldn't be someplace close.
I remember
like
those days.
Or...
I remember those days.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you do it. It's more important than the football, but it is a dagger.
I mean, I'm going to be putting in DFS lineups. I mean, my Sunday morning is chock full.
And we got to make our Survivor pick.
We
talked
that.
About that we were going to talk about it during the sports page. Well, never got around to it.
Now's the perfect time to do it.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
I'm out on the Eagles pick.
You're out?
Yes. Why I know you that out? You want to lobby.
Give me some rationale. Why are you out?
Because it's possible. Okay. I'm not saying it's likely.
Yeah.
But it's possible Dak with CeeDee Lamb and Pickens could have a big game.
Okay, so can't Jalen Hurts also have a big game with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley?
Of course.
I mean, those guys can't have big games, too?
Of course.
But sometimes,
the Eagles started off slow last year.
Yeah, but they won their first game.
Not worried about last year. I'm worried about them playing tomorrow night at home.
I'd rather pick a patsy cakes, and I don't think the Cowboys are going to be a patsy.
Oh, I don't think they're going to be very good. You're also bypassing the second highest spread of the week. The only team with a higher spread is the Denver Broncos. Okay, they're 8.5-point favorites. The Cowboys are catching 7.5. So the Eagles are laying 7.5 in the game. They're at home. There's no Micah Parsons. And by scanning the rest of the week one games, by my estimation, they're one of only 6 teams that we can select.
Okay, well, that's 5 other teams.
There's only
I mean, that's a pretty good...
It's 1 of 6.
It doesn't scare you, that game at all? Do you have full confidence, Bish Bucks?
I don't have full confidence, no. There's another team that I have more confidence in terms of just winning outright.
All right, so let's look at the possibilities. So, obviously,
so hold up. Jason can give us the one that he says is more confident.
Denver. I like Denver, especially at home.
Denver is 1 of the 6 that I would consider.
I think Denver, coming off of last year, let's just assume Bo Nix keeps ascending and, you know, they're well coached. It's going to be tough for Tennessee to go on the road in that that stadium.
I agree. I'm fine.
Especially with a rookie quarterback. They don't have a ton of offensive talent.
In my opinion, I like these are the only 6 teams that we can consider.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 may be a stretch. Philadelphia. This one will rankle the room because they hosed us last
year.
Cincinnati.
You have to consider them.
This one I don't love because... I have a hard time trusting that shrimp, Kyler Murray. Arizona.
Oh, I don't like them.
It's like Carolina, right?
No, they're at
New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans, 6.5 point.
I don't have any faith in him.
I just said I'm a little bit wary of it. This next one may make you throw up in your mouth, but this is the only time I think that we could use this team all year. They're a short favorite at home, Jacksonville, against Carolina.
Well, I think it's nutty. I mean, there's no way I'm putting $1,000
on Jacksonville. Under consideration. I'm not saying we have to pick it.
I'm ruling that out.
I can't bet on AWOD.
I can't.
Liam Cohen.
They're 3.5-point favorites. All right, we all already mentioned Denver.
Yep.
And the only other team I feel like we can consider, the Commanders.
We can't.
Those are your 6 teams.
I can't take Washington.
I'm not going to take Washington.
I'm not doing that.
No. We're really narrowing down
the
field.
That's a dicey game.
I mean, it's narrowed down to 1 for me now.
Which is?
It's 1 and 1 only.
I like Denver. I like Denver.
I'm with you on the Broncos.
All right.
I don't know. For some reason. And look, Philadelphia could smash the Dallas Cowboys.
My counterpoint.
But I think we're kind of sleeping on how good that passing game might be with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Pickens.
Okay. They lost their best defensive player, and they can't stop the run. So how are they going to stop Saquon Barkley?
They're not.
They probably won't.
It could be a shootout. Like you like to say, pew, 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 pew.
I love shootouts. Pew, pew. I'm a fantasy guy. I love them. Here's my only pushback for Denver. And this is a big if. What if Cam Ward is just silly and comes out guns a-blazing in his NFL debut? What if he's better than everybody expects? Now it's against Patrick Surtain and a really good defense.
He's not going to be in that stadium against that team.
I'm just throwing it out how many there wins? As a slight well, possibility.
Well, that's what he's saying about Dak. What if Dak's on fire?
How many wins is Cleveland expected to have?
Under six?
Not good. I like Cincinnati as well.
I think Cincinnati. I like Cincinnati more than I like Denver, to be honest with you. And I'm not convinced of Denver's greatness.
I do have scar tissue from picking Cincinnati last year, but I'm trying to focus on the
present. Everyone in the whole world knows that that's their issue. They got to come out and win.
And my pushback there is Joe Flacco is competent.
Yeah, he's not terrible.
He will throw the ball up and down the field all game long because he gives zero Fs. He's 40 years old. This is his last hurrah.
And everyone just says the Bengals defense is horrific.
Which it probably still is.
So even though I tried to pin the blame on last year's survivor loss week one on you, it turns out that you actually were lobbying for something else.
Thank you.
I should listen to you. Listened to you last year.
I'm not trying to sway you to any one pick. I'm just pointing out the landmines we could stepping on.
There's no way Dallas is going to beat Philly.
I don't think there's any way Dallas goes into Philly the night that they raise their banner and they get their rings, that they're going to beat the Eagles in the lane.
You're probably right, but Philly did get off to a slow start last year. Now, they beat Green Bay in Brazil, I believe, or I don't know where that was.
I think it was in Brazil.
But then they lost the next week to Atlanta at home.
Right.
Then they won, and then they started out 2-2. Mm-hmm. They didn't come out of the gates great last year.
That's all right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're a better football team. It's not even close. You're getting your money in good.
Now Denver didn't either.
Did Jalen Hurts pass in the preseason?
Did he pass?
Did he play? Did he throw the ball?
I mean, I'd have to look up the stats. I don't think he played much, if at all.
Probably not. It's a wild card for some of these teams. Yeah,
who cares if he passed?
He's not a wild card.
I know he's just going to hand it to
Saquon.
Maybe Kenny Clark is silly stopping the run.
No.
Did Dak pass?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That is meaningless.
How are we so in a pretzel in week one? We're full blown twisted.
We have no confidence. We have no swagger.
We do have no swagger. We have none.
I'll tell you right now, unless you prove me otherwise, I'm all in on Philly. It's stupid to not pick Philly.
So we already have kind of a split.
It's stupid.
You guys
to not
like
pick
Philly.
Philly.
Hey, we like Denver.
We can't be picking now. This is.
I'm just saying. That's my lean.
My lean's Denver, but I could be swayed.
Well, if we're gonna pick Philly, we gotta pick them soon.
It's got to be in by what tomorrow
the
morning?
Tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah.
So the Philly Dallas game needs to be in by, I think, 4:00 Eastern.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Yeah, that's plenty of time. We'll be end of show tomorrow. By end of show tomorrow, we have to have a pick if it's going to be them.
You don't have to have a pick, but you need to eliminate.
Right.
You need to eliminate Dallas, Philly.
I'm not eliminating them. I'm picking Philadelphia.
They're on record pretty much, those two.
I mean,
I'm not fully on record, but I do like the Eagles.
I like them as well.
Dallas is a poop show.
But I kind of want to save them.
Need to get to week
There's
two,
no
man.
Saving.
There is no tomorrow.
There's no saving.
Got to get to week two.
I mean, we're going to be lucky to last 3 weeks in this thing.
I mean, how's Cam Ward going to go on the road in his first game as
he's
a starter
not
and beat a good team that won double-digit games last year?
He's probably not. He's probably gonna take it, his lumps in his first start. Odds are.
Well, then why aren't you on Denver?
I'm considering Denver. I said they're one of the six teams I would consider picking.
If I took Denver, that's literally holding my nose and picking them.
I think I would be holding my nose on the Philly play.
You really?
I'm going to hold my nose on any play.
I think the Cowboys.
You don't think Philly's markedly better? Aren't they projecting Dallas to win 3 or 4 games this year?
No way.
They won 7 Dallas? Last year.
They just lost their best player.
Yeah, but they have their offense. They didn't lose their quarterback or their receivers.
They've got CeeDee Lamb and Pickens.
I'll tell you their odds.
I believe they're going to put up some points this year.
There's no way their win total's 3.5 or 4.5.
What? Okay, 5.5 now?
I bet you it's seven and a half.
It didn't drop since when they lost Micah.
I bet you it's 7.5, 8.5.
So it didn't. They didn't lose anything off their win total
from 5 days ago, according to Fox Sports. 7.5 wins.
All right, and is that when they still had Micah?
Didn't Micah get traded more than 5 days ago?
That's post Micah.
That's post Micah trade.
So they lost nothing. Nobody thinks that's going to affect the team. They're crazy.
It might affect them by a game, but it's not going to affect them by 4
war
games.
War is one.
But won't it help the team that they have their starting quarterback healthy again?
Just think the Eagles.
And that they added
better.
George Pickens?
You actually think the Cowboys are capable of going 4-13 just because they lost Parsons? That's insane.
I think he's the best defensive player in the game.
It doesn't matter. The offense scores points, not Micah Parsons.
Okay.
And they've got...
If Dak
stays healthy, they're going to win more than 4 games.
I'm in on Philly.
All right.
We will lock it down tomorrow.
I'm not totally against Philly. I just
you know what we're going like to have to do. We're going to have to do a ranking tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If Cakes is still on Philly and Eric's on Philly,
yep.
We need to rank the teams and figure out if Philly is a part of the equation or not heading into the Survivor.
I can't believe we're split already in week 1.
Yeah. That's what happens when you got.
I mean, I'm not sold on Denver at all.
I think this might be one of the hardest weeks to do because no one has any idea.
Yeah,
a lot of questions.
You have a lot of questions. At least you have some 1 week of data heading into week 2 and so on and so forth. Once you get past this, I think it's a lot easier. Just got to get past this.
Just got to get past week 1. Something we were unable to do in 2024.
Sad,
it's a sad legacy.
I don't know. I'm going to be speechless if you guys get bounced in week 1.
You guys
might be the worst Survivor players in the world.
I might be willing to dance with the devil that is known as the Cincinnati Bengals. I might be willing to dance
with
that.
Well, I guarantee you this. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. This is just the Sports Junkies' lives.
Yeah.
Whoever we pick will lose. Every other team we talk about will win.
Yeah. The Jags will boat race the Dumb Panthers.
If we don't take Denver,
31-10.
And we take Philly, Philly will lose. Denver will roll by 30.
What do you care? You got a solid partner, don't you?
I know, but I still want to be.
You put up $1.
I didn't put up $1. But I still.
Hold on, you're free rolling?
Yeah.
Wait a second. So your silent partner bought 100% of your
it's
action?
It's not a silent partner. His name rhymes with Malnoy Lod.
Okay. I mean, Campbell, you're selling all of your. So if we're at the end and we're holding up the big cartoon check, he gets all of your shares?
Am I the worst negotiator in the world? Of course not.
You guys are
fitty fitty.
Cowboy Todd just wants the ADs. Yeah,
trust me, Cakes. It enrages me. It enrages me so much.
That Jason has nothing on the line.
No skin
right.
Game.
You know what?
His
picture mean less than yours, Cakes.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
you should get less of a vote.
Cowboy Todd's
got money in it.
All right, let's take a break.
The Cakes feels this in his loins.
Yeah. The Survivor pick will be made tomorrow for our Circus Survivor pool. Coming up next, we'll get into the Junkies Blitz. Don't go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.